Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, hey,
what?
He's right.
Oh, God, here he is.
Yeah, I'll get to say hello to him.
All right, bring him in.
Hello, Roy. Oh, thank you, that's brilliant. No, yeah, just 2 minutes.
Well, hello, Roy, thank you for popping in to talk to us.
No worries, I'm very fucking happy to be here.
So, Crystal Palace, Roy, the season hasn't really taken off yet.
Sorry, Robert, but I don't want to talk football. It bores me stiff these days. Everything that needs saying has been said.
Fair enough. So, what would you like to talk about, Roy?
Warhammer.
Sorry?
Warhammer.
Warhammer?
Warhammer.
What, the board game?
It's not a board game. It can be played on any appropriate surface. 6 foot by 4 foot tabletop, for example.
So that's like a hobby of yours, is it? So who do you play with?
Christian Benteke. He's a dwarf lad, so he generally plays as an orc or goblin. Andrew Townsend fancies himself a bit, usually plays as a wood elf or fucking halfling. And Jake Humphreys from the F1 and BT Sport. He likes to play as a lizard man.
All right, so who won the last game you played?
Fucking Benteke. He played as a Chaos Warrior, and he doubled me using a Skaven spell of Plague and Ruin. Like a daft cunt, I played as a Tomb King with an army of nomads, and all my shields were all shot to shit.
Of course, Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Like, yeah, Warhammer. It's all about tactics, isn't it, with a little bit of luck thrown in. So does that help you with your coaching?
No, I'm afraid it doesn't, no.
So, all right, well, so there's a lot of different personalities in Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Does that help you understand the different personalities in the dressing room?
No, not at all.
Right, do you actually like football?
No, I fucking don't. Sorry, Robert, I've got to get to Games Workshop to buy some orcs. I'm going to take on Benteke in his own fucking game. It's been a pleasure. It really has.
And what's the game called?
Warhammer.
Sorry, what?
Warhammer.
Thank you for coming in, Roy. Thank you. There he goes. He's nice, Roy, isn't he?
He's a lovely fella. A bit angry.
Roy's coming. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We'll say hello to him this time, all right?
All right. I was a bit shy last time.
Come in.
Hey, Roy. Hello. Afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, Roy. Thank you so much for coming in, Roy.
No worries, it's a pleasure.
So, Roy, you won at the weekend, you must be pleased.
We won? What are you on about? Andrews Townsend whooped my bony arse.
No, but Roy, you beat Burnley 2-0.
No, I'm not bothered about that. I'm here to talk about Warhammer.
Oh, OK. So, how did your Warhammer game pan out?
What?
How did the game pan out, your Warhammer game?
Warhammer's not a game. Warhammer's an historical warfare simulation. What are you, the Mask of Slinish? or Karanak, the Pissy Hand of Vengeance? This fucking beggars belief, really does.
I'm sorry, Roy. So, how did Andros beat you?
Well, I was playing with an orc army to try and destroy Benteke and all these fucking dwarves. And that little smart-ass Townsend had predicted this. He played as a fucking chaos demon.
Well, do you know, I would have thought, like, that orcs could destroy demons, no worries.
Prick. It's a common misconception among Warhammer novices. Let me explain, Robert. The demon Skarbrand, previously exiled from Warhammer, is the angriest Warhammer bloodthirster ever, right?
Okay.
His stats max out at 10. He's got an S5 breath weapon, and his armour can take an S4 hit. Fucking lethal. I didn't stand a chance.
So why did you play as a demon, then?
Well, I was concentrating on destroying Benteke, and his dwarfs have got no answer to the Warhammer Orc Gorbed Ironclaw. For Christ's sake, Bob, this is Warhammer. Ironclaw could inflict D3 level multiple injuries, and his armour is impenetrable.
So, hold on. So, did you beat Benteke?
No, I never had a fucking chance, did I? Townsend annihilated me with a single Beasts of Nurgle attack. It was carnage. It fucking wrecked me.
Do you think the attacking power of the Nurgle army could maybe, like, teach you something when it comes to selecting your palace team?
What? No, not really.
Well, do you think that managing an army can teach you anything about, you know, like, managing a football team?
No, I don't see any crossover whatsoever.
You don't... Do you know what? You don't seem to get a lot of satisfaction playing Warhammer.
Well, I adore Warhammer, Bob. If I'm not playing Warhammer, I'm thinking about Warhammer. If I'm not thinking about Warhammer, I'm dreaming about Warhammer. Do you want me to spell it out for you? Warhammer.
All right, Roy. So what is it about Warhammer that really excites you?
Well, it's the whole thing. The Warhammer landscapes, the Warhammer models, the Warhammer mythology, the Warhammer strategies, the Warhammer magic, the Warhammer camaraderie. Apart from Benteke, he's a boring prick.
So what are your tactics going to be for your next game then, Roy?
Well, I'm going to play as a Beast Lord with an army of Warhounds. But don't tell Townsend. He'll fucking rinse me senseless with the Lizard King of Asgorth.
Well, okay, I don't really understand, but good luck, Roy. Are you off to Games Workshop, then?
Yeah, I am. I need to stock up on some paints. I've got a busy weekend planned once I get the West Ham match out of the way. I was hoping there'd be a Games Workshop in the Westfield Centre at Stratford, then I could leave the match early and avoid the crowds, but no such fucking luck.
Okay, well, see you, Roy. Warhammer?
Warhammer?
Yeah, Warhammer.
Warhammer?
There he goes. Thank you, Roy.
Thanks, Roy. Bye.
He likes his Warhammer, doesn't he?
Warhammer.
Oh, hey, up. Here we come, boy. Hey, are you ready? Here we come.
Aye.
Let me get him. It's Roy Hodgson.
I'll go and sit in the corner.
Okay.
Hey, Roy. Yeah, come in. Thank you very much. Take a seat.
Oh, all right, Roy.
Morning, son. Who's your mate, by the way? He looks like a green-skinned swamp goblin that's forgotten its vial of chokeweed extract.
I'm sorry, Roy, I don't quite understand your reference.
It's from Warhammer. It's chokeweed. Very effective venom in Warhammer. You prepare it by brewing chokeweed roots with the fluid from a cat's bile duct. It's fucking lethal. And your mate here looks glum as if he's forgotten to take it into battle with him. It reminds me of that dozy Herbert Benteke. He's forever getting into a soak for not packing sage kill.
Oh, right, I've got it. So it's from Warhammer game, yeah?
Game? A game? Are you legitimately off your rocker? It's not a game, you knobhead. It's a military campaign simulation. It's as far removed from Cluedo or similar shit as riding a bicycle is from space flight.
Right, so you say it's not a game, but is there a board and pieces that come in a box, that kind of thing?
No! You have to create the battlefield using scale models of Warhammer buildings, Warhammer landscapes, and most importantly, model Warhammer characters and weapons.
And all right, so where do you build the battlefield then?
Well, any appropriate surface will suffice for Warhammer. A kitchen table about 6 foot by 4 foot, that's ideal. Benteke, who uses a wallpaper pasting table. Andros Townsend uses a 5 foot circular piece of plywood that he's mounted on, get this, horse's legs.
Wow.
And as for Jake Humphreys from BT Sport, well, he uses a sheet of forged steel that was given to him by an actual lizard man. Well, so he says.
Yeah, so he says.
Yeah.
Where'd you buy all the models and all this stuff?
Well, Games Workshop. It's the home of Warhammer. All the gear is relatively expensive if you're rich.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. But moving away from Warhammer...
Warhammer.
Yeah. Warhammer.
Warhammer.
What? Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Okay, yeah, moving away from Warhammer.
Warhammer.
What are your plans for Christmas, Roy? I know it's a busy period for football managers.
Well, you're not wrong here, Bob. I've got 3 matches over Christmas.
Yeah, you got a Cardiff, City and Everton, I believe.
No, Benteke and Humphreys on the 23rd, Townsend and Benteke on the 26th, and then head-to-head with my old mate Neil Warnock on the 2nd of January. Lovely.
All right, Warhammer again.
Warhammer.
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 Woomer. Anyway, I've got to go now. I'm picking up a Thunderhammer and a Lightning Claw from Games Workshop, and it's going to take me all weekend to paint them.
Yeah, well, what about the City match, Roy?
Well, what about it? Has Pep got an Orc army or an Inferno cannon? I very much doubt it. Should be a piece of Piscopo Warhammer.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, thank you. Well, thank you very much, Roy.
Warhammer.
See you, Roy.
Warhammer.
Oh, he's gone the wrong way, I think. See you, Roy.
Oh, he's left his he's left his chalk weed portion behind.
Has he?
Shall we try it?
Oh, hey up, hey, it's Roy Hutchison again.
Oh, he is. I'm going to sit in the corner and you'll have me seat.
Come on in, Roy. Thank you for coming.
Will you just sit here, shall I?
Yeah, that's fine. That's brilliant. So, did you have a good Christmas, Roy? You had a couple of good wins over the holidays.
Well, I'm glad you spotted that, Robert. It was a comprehensive Warhammer victory over Angel's Townsend. He thought he could just throw a load of orcs at me. Oh, I just assembled a dwarf army, finished him off with a grudge bearer. Quickly wiped the smile off his fucking face. Then there was Patrick Van Arnold. He got himself tooled up with a Warhammer starter kit using a gift token he got off his nan for Christmas. But you know what? He spunked the lot on wood elves and I eviscerated him with a load of Norska berserkers in about 20 minutes. Prick. And, to add insult to injury top of all that, for the playing surface, he just laid some chipboard down on top of his 6x3-foot snooker table. Smaller than regulation 6-foot by 4-foot Warhammer dimensions. Find him a week's wages for that.
Yeah, actually, I wasn't referring to Warhammer.
What?
No,
Warhammer.
Warhammer, yeah. I was referring to your wins at Man City and at Wolves.
Oh, I've forgotten about them.
Yeah, well, the Wolves match was just last night, Roy.
Well, yeah, but we had a really intense Warhammer session on the coach back afterwards. I was unbeaten in 4 matches all the way down the M40.
Yeah, right, you really love Warhammer, don't you?
Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Fucking Warhammer.
Yeah, all right. So, transfer window, Roy, it's open again. Have you got any big deals coming up in the offing?
Well, not really. I'm fairly happy with the lads I've got. There's plenty of healthy competition there.
What, like for places in the team, you mean?
No, you freak. For me to pit my wits against in the sacred realm of Warhammer. Although, I've got my eye on a young Swiss lad who keeps posting photos of his armies on Snapchat. That kind of indiscretion should render him very beatable indeed, should I choose to bring him in.
Oh, yeah, what position does he play?
What do you mean?
You know, on the pitch, what position is he?
Well, he's not a footballer, he's just some kid I follow on Snapchat.
Oh, right, oh, got you.
Look, I can't just sit here all day talking to the likes of you. Christian Benteke's challenged me to a game later on, but he doesn't know that I've got my hands on a Nurgle, the god of disease, pestilence and rot.
Oh, nice.
It's got a 6-centimetre rounded base, Bob. It's taking me 2 months to paint the cunt.
Well, you better get off then.
Oh, Willing. Warhammer.
See you, Roy, then. Oh, he is Roy.
Let me
go and get him.
I'll open the door, I'll send him the
call. Hiya, Roy. Hey, thanks for coming, Roy, again. You must like it. Right, so, have a seat, Roy.
Thank you very much. Don't you sit here, do I?
Yeah, that's fine,
Roy.
Where
the little prick sits.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yes, hello. Rob, before I begin, I want to say that I will only answer questions that relate to Warhammer. Anything else you ask me today is trivial and silly and will be deflected. You irrelevant little freak man. So go on, fire away.
Okay, well, do you know, I was just hoping for an update, Roy, on Palace's season. 1 defeat in 6 matches up to 14th.
Is that Warhammer?
Well, no, but I can, you know...
Well, I'm only prepared to talk about Warhammer. For example, are you aware that the vampire counts consist of 5 playable vampire families, each of them with different ambitions, habits and powers? Von Karsteins, Necroches, Blood Dragons, Larmians and Strigoi.
No, I wasn't, Roy, but thank you. So you got Watford at home on Saturday.
No.
You get you close to that 40-point mark.
Fuck's sake. What you need to remember about ogres is that they are guided solely by their stomachs. They spread devastation and destruction everywhere they go. Now, while ogres are considered to be a neutral army, really? They can actually end up fighting for any side. In fact, they sometimes hire themselves out as mercenaries to feed their lust for food.
Well, I didn't know that, but I would really appreciate, Roy, if we could talk about something else apart from Warhammer, you know?
It's pronounced Warhammer.
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 Whatever, you fucking nubbend.
All right, I see. Like, you got Spurs at home in the next round of the cup. Will that be a bonus or a distraction, Roy?
Well, it's going to be a bonus, obviously. It means I'll be back in the house by 5:30 at the latest. I'll watch the Dukes of Hazzard with some beans on toast, and then Andros Townsend and Christian Benteco, comrade, for a massive Warhammer session. Smashing.
Yeah, it does. It sounds great.
It is great, you fucking dickhead. Look, I need to be careful, though. Word on the street is that fucking Benteco's been stocking up on hundreds and hundreds of skinks. Here, the cannon fodder and lizard men. He's up to something. I need to suss out what it is before I go into battle with him.
Oh, well, good luck with that, Roy. And as always, thanks for coming in.
Well, it's a pleasure. Do I go out the same door as I came in?
Yep. Well, there's only one door, Roy.
Well, all right. Thanks very much, then.
No, thank you, Roy. There we go. See you, Roy. Yeah, well, I'm a Roy. So you were quiet whilst he was here.
I'm intimidated by him, to be honest. Well, not in a Warhammer sense, but as a kind of a footballing giant that he is.
He's like, well, but and let's just say for the listeners out there, he's a lot taller than you think, isn't he?
Massive.
Huge. Big skinny bloke,
I'm
wiry
bloke.
I'm
going to pump my seat up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Shit, Roy's not here. Did you say...
Look, he's not here.
I know.
But he's posted me a USB stick.
Shit.
So I'll plug it into my laptop and we'll play it and we'll see what's on there.
That's nice of him, isn't it?
Because you see it's nice, but he obviously couldn't be asked to come in. Here we go.
Whatever! I'm a military leader, and what is my name? I'm going to destroy you, whatever is my game. All my time and energy's devoted to this, because the job at Palace is getting on me tits. Sat there at MC saying it's just a board game. It's actually a simulation of a military campaign. Football's finished, it's fair to say. Tabletop-based strategy's the only way. Whatever! Whatever! I've got an Inferno cannon, it's fully equipped. That Andros Townsend's getting shot to shit. I took Batsway on loan, he's such a half-wit. He only plays Warhammer on his living room carpet. Jack Humphries goes round in the Lizardman cap, while Skaven Plague's going to annihilate the twat. The Premier League can swivel. My only goal is to tear Benteke a new Warhammer a-hole. Warhammer! Warhammer! Warhammer!
Hey, that one bad, was it?
There you go.
So he's getting into, like, I suppose it's like, kind of, I reckon he thinks of it like as a battle march,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
A military march kind of sound.
Warhammer.
He probably dresses like an American general when he's playing or something like that.
Yeah, I bet he does it in his undies.
He will, yeah.
In his undies with a couple of plums and a corn cob down there. Yeah.
What colour? Purple?
No, yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Roy Hutchin outside.
There he is.
Oh, let's get him in.
Let's get him in.
Come on, then. I'll move it.
Hiya, Roy.
Hello. Good morning there to you all.
Yeah, sit yourself down, Roy.
Right, thank you. It's very nice to see you both again.
So, what's up, Roy? I'll be honest, you look a bit glum.
Very perceptive, Robert. I am indeed somewhat down in the dumps at the moment.
Yeah, well, you're still caught up in the relegation battle. Is that the problem?
Well, relegation, I could give a rusty fuck about relegation, you northern numbskull. My Warhammer commitment's all I care about right now.
Warhammer?
Warhammer.
Warhammer?
Warhammer, yeah, Warhammer.
Warhammer. Right, so what is your problem, Roy? Have you got, like, a specific beef?
Well, spies at the moment, Robert. I'm pretty sure that some of the top European clubs have been spying on my warring decisions. I've had the whole of Sellers Park swept for hidden cameras and listening devices. And, of course, the outdoor Warhammer season is fast approaching and I'm very fearful of drones. Very fearful indeed.
Oh, drones?
Drones!
Yeah, that sounds upsetting. Yeah, I can see why you feel a bit gloomy. But
I think the European clubs are trying to poach my best players as well.
What makes you say that?
Well, some of the lads are trying to pretend they're not into Warhammer anymore, but I think it's a ruse.
It's a what?
A ruse.
Sorry, a what?
A ruse, a trick.
Oh, a ruse.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, yeah,
Jesus
okay.
Fucking Christ. So, yeah, I mean, Angelos Townsend says he's got himself a girlfriend and he hasn't got time for Warhammer anymore. Christian Venteke, he says he sold all his Warhammer figures on the internet and he's going to save up and buy a motor scooter instead. Which I know is bollocks, because I overheard him bragging to Jeffrey Schlupp about his new Necros Sphinx the other day. And as for Conal Wickham, he says he doesn't want to play anymore because there's an ethical clash with his ongoing church commitments.
Well, I can kind of see, like, where he's coming from.
No, he's a lying little cunt. All right. I'm 72 in August, Robert. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up for.
Oh, keep going, Roy, please. I'll turn out OK.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Would you like to play at Warhammer sometime?
No.
No. Well, I suppose I should be getting off then.
OK, Warhammer.
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 It's pronounced Warhammer, Robert.
All right, see you, Roy.
Warhammer.
Thanks for dropping
Warhammer.
By. There he goes. There's Roy.
Oh, it's Roy in.
There's Roy. Can you let him in?
All right, OK.
Oh,
right, come on in, Roy.
Hello, Roy. Roy, come in. Sit yourself down.
I'll sit here, shall I?
Yeah.
Nice to see you again, you can.
Oh, lovely. Right, well, thanks for dropping in, yeah.
The pleasure's all mine.
So, Roy, things seem to be going well. Only one defeat in the last eight.
I think you find it's one defeat in the last 22, actually.
Right, yeah, you're not actually talking about football, are you? You're talking about...
Warhammer.
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 Yes. Anyway, one defeat in the last 22, and that was at the end of an all-nighter, when I was playing three matches at once on the webcam. My opponent in Helsinki, he pulled out a massive gang of Tyranids, completely fucked my psychic powers with their shadow and the warp trait. Little twat.
Oh, God, I'm sorry to tell you that, Roy. Look, but it's our football podcast, this, so could we talk about your plans, like, for this, you know, running up to end of season?
No, we can't. Football is a thundering bore to me these days. It's easy, the money's good, it puts food in my belly, and more importantly, it puts Warhammer figures on my 6.4-foot playing surface.
So you won't talk football then?
No, just Warhammer.
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 All right, fair enough. So what are your upcoming Warhammer plans?
Thank you for asking. I'm sure, as you'd imagine, I'm very excited about the launch of the new Chaos Space Marines in the 40k version of Warhammer.
Right.
It dropped on Wednesday.
Dropped,
that's what we say.
Oh, right, dropped, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So the first big batch of Chaos Marines dropped late last year, but this fresh batch includes their leader, get this, Abaddon the Despoiler.
Wow, is he a good figure to have, like?
Oh, he's a right saucy cunt. He's got three interchangeable heads. I'm giving the Palace lads 3 days off next week so I can stay at home and paint him up.
Yeah, are you worried some of the Palace players might, like, acquire him for one of their armies?
Nah, I've implemented a new club rule. They're all banned from the Warhammer message boards, and I'll get to see all their written history. They'll have to sign for another club if they want to come at me with Abaddon.
Oh, I wish you best of luck with that.
He's got nothing to do with that, you knobhead.
No, no need for that, Roy.
There's every need. Right, I'm off now, because I find you to be a very trivial sort of man.
Oh, all right, OK.
But before I go, can you lend me £100?
No, I can't. I haven't got that kind of cash on me.
Just as I thought. Your little friend over there certainly doesn't look like he could help either. Sorry, Roy. Goodbye.
All right, see you, Roy.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, thanks for popping it. Warhammer.
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 He loves his Warhammer, doesn't he?
Obsessed.
He's obsessed, isn't he?
He's about Warhammer a kid. Mad.
It's interesting, because how old is Roy? Is he in his 80s?
71.
71?
Yeah, he's the oldest Premier League manager ever.
Because you only usually see that obsession when people, between about 7 and 11 year olds, so maybe you get a fresh flush.
Yeah, might be. Or it might be something else, something worse. I've never seen him that alive since he was at Fulham. Is that Roy Hodgson outside?
Oh, there's Roy.
Shall we get him in?
Get him in, open the door, shall...
Are you right?
Hello, buddy.
Come in, have Andy's
seat. Nice to see you.
Have Andy's seat there.
It's a bit high. What is he in his spare time, a wood elf?
No need for that, right?
Come on now, right? Come on, we're all friends here, Andy. Shut up, man. You've been part of a piece of history recently, Roy.
Yes, yes, indeed. I'm very proud to have become the first man to win a Warhammer battle in under 2 minutes. TV star and notorious Crystal Palace fan Susanna Reid paid a visit in hospitality suite at Sellers Park and I took the opportunity to challenge her to a showdown.
Yeah, that's not actually what I was referring to, Roy.
Shut up, you futile man. She'd hardly had time to set up a childish lineup of mainly Chaos Warriors and Demons before I used Forsaken as a fast flanking unit. Totally engulfed her. She didn't have a clue what was going on. It was just wandered off with a glazed look on her face after about a minute and a half. Demons on their fat little arses everywhere you looked. I even took the liberty of performing a small preemptive victory jig on the plush carpet about 50 seconds in. Very, very satisfying, I can tell you.
Right. Sorry, Roy. I was referring to the fact that Palace was the first visiting side to Tottenham's new stadium a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, yeah, it looked fancy, I suppose, but I found myself distracted for most of the game, trying to work out how many Warhammer figures I could have bought for the £1 billion that their absolute piss-pot of a stadium cost to build.
Warhammer, yeah.
Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Warhammer. Warhammer, you basket case.
Warhammer. And how many figures do you reckon you could buy for £1 billion?
Well, I don't know, about £1 billion, probably. I didn't factor in the paint, though. I'm not a mathematician, am I? Or a magician, for that matter. I'm just an old man. An old man with a passion. A passion for Warhammer.
Warhammer. Hey, but you lost that night, so that's a bit of a setback, isn't it?
No, I won by default. It's all over the online forums.
No, I think Spurs won 2-0.
No. Not on the pitch. Earlier in the week, I was giving it large in the Premier League manager's WhatsApp group, challenging Pochettino to a Warhammer session and promising him that I'd nail his South American arse to the tarmac in the car park of his yardy-da new super stadium.
Yeah, and did you?
No, the prick never showed up. I had a wallpaper pasting table rigged up by the players' entrance. I was top-heavy with skin wolves and marauder horse masters. And I assumed I'd just batter him the same way I battered Susanna Reid.
Yeah, but Pochettino was no show, was he?
Well, he was. I think he said David Pleat along in his place, but he turned up with a 1982 Spurs Sabutio team in a Puma trainer box. I just told him to go fuck himself.
Well, maybe you'll have more luck in your next match, yeah?
Oh, I don't care.
All right, you don't care. Well, right, sorry, Roy, I'm just trying to be positive, you know.
Well, whatever. I'm off now, because I can feel my tits beginning to itch, and that's when I know I'm going to start lashing out. So I'm going to bid you a good day, and him over there, and I hope you get pearls every time you try to cast a smite.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Do you want a battle, fatty?
All right, see you later, Roy.
Warhammer, Roy.
Is that Roy Hodgson outside?
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, come on, get him in.
All right. Hey, Roy.
Hello.
Hiya, Roy. You come in just a couple of minutes. That's great.
It was very kind of you, you pair of diabolic little creeps. What do you want to talk about with me today, then?
Well, I wanted to, first off, congratulate you on your fantastic achievement this weekend.
Yes, thank you. A £50 Warhammer voucher from my lovely old mum. It's an Easter present. I'm absolutely delighted.
Wow, your mum, wow. I mean, you're about 70, aren't you?
71 and a half, actually, joy boy.
So your mum must be a fair old age, then, if you don't mind me asking.
She's 108.
Wow! We'll give her our love and that and everything.
I'll do no such thing, you subhuman wreck.
Okay. Oh, no, what I was referring to was your win away at Arsenal on Sunday. That's a massive achievement.
Oh, that, yeah. Piece of piss, really. It leaves us sitting pretty on 42 points and safe for another season. The rest of the season takes care of itself now, leaving me free to focus on my other big obsession.
Yeah, Warhammer.
Warhammer?
Warhammer.
Warhammer?
Warhammer.
No, Game of Thrones.
Thrones?
Thrones.
Game of Thrones?
Thrones.
All right, so you're into that too as well, are you?
Of course I am. Do I look like some kind of prick?
Well, no, you don't.
Exactly. I'm active on all the forums, and I've got many theories about who will kill the Night King.
I reckon it'll be Jon Snow.
Could you be any more basic, you half-witted baby man? Jon Snow, have you even seen GOT?
Yeah, I've watched the whole lot.
Well, you obviously don't understand it then. Wayne Hennessy thinks it'll be Jon Snow, and he's never even heard of Hitler. So that just goes to show how clued up you are.
All right, who'll kill the Night King then?
I'm not telling you. But what I will say is, do you remember when Bran Stark said that no one has ever used Dragonfire on the Night King? I'll say no more.
Sorry, I'm a bit confused, right?
Oh, I bet you are, you slow-witted prick. You might as well go back to watching old episodes of Rent the Ghost on YouTube. Come back when you're a big boy, eh?
Sorry, Roy.
All right, I'm off. Breathing the same air as you two clowns. It's giving me the dry eaves. Where's the door?
Well, it's just there where you came in, Roy.
All right, I thought that might have been a trick. Goodbye, then.
Yeah, I'll see you, Roy.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
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 Game of Thrones. Oh, God, he was sharp today, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
I suppose it makes sense he'd like Game of Thrones,
doesn't
he?
He's into all that shit, isn't he?
Obviously. Vikings and all that
all
nonsense.
That sort of thing.
Oh, hold on. There's Roy. Roy's outside.
Oh,
you're going to let him open the door?
Get
him
in. Wait there. Hang on. Get him in for a couple of minutes.
Do a couple of minutes with him, yeah.
Come on in. Here you come. Yes, I'm sure it is.
Sorry, Roy.
Never mind, I was talking to someone else.
So, what are you doing here today, Roy? You're doing a radio interview or something?
No, I'm starting up my own podcast. Recording the first episode here today.
Oh, that sounds good. What's it about?
Well, stupid, stupid question. It's about woo, of course.
Woo, I mean.
Yes, woo.
All right, right. So, you got like special guests on and that?
No, I don't think podcasts work when there's more than one person. It all starts to get jumbled up in my ears. So, it's just going to be myself. Addressing the world with my opinions and anecdotes about Warhammer.
Warhammer.
It's pronounced Warhammer.
All right, right. So what's going to be on the first episode then, Roy?
Well, I'll be mostly celebrating the upcoming launch of Citadel Contrast Paints. They're going to be a fucking game changer. Base, shade and highlight all with one coat. 2 weeks till they're launched and I'm giddy at the thought of them. I'm also going to be devoting an hour and a half to my absolute disgust about the final episode of Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
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 Thrones, yes. I'm going to be publicising my online petition, which calls for the entire series to be remade as stop animation using Warhammer figures. I have over 70 signatures already, so I'm quietly confident.
So you said an hour and a half for that bit, so how long is your podcast going to be in total?
Over 10 hours. I'm confident that it's exactly what people want to hear.
OK. Look, can I ask you about Wilfred Sahar, Roy? I'm sure Palace fans will want to know if you're planning to sell him or not, you know.
Look, he signed a 10-year contract last summer and he's going nowhere.
A 10-year contract? Well, that's news to me. So he'll be staying like a Palace player then?
No, you tit. A 10-year contract is part of my Warhammer crew. I couldn't give a floppy fuck where he ends up playing football, but if he's not round my gaff at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be getting legal all over his skinny ass.
Well, I hope that works out for you, you know.
I could care less what you think. I'm bored rigid by this discourse now. Please grant me my exit.
You can go whenever you want, Roy.
No, I will. Is that the door?
Yes, Roy.
Over there? Yeah?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm off then. You fat chump can have his chair back. I might have sweated into it a bit, though. I'm not even sorry.
Warhammer! There he goes.
Oh,
a
God.
Podcast for Roy.
Oh, he has sweated into it as well.
He?
God, he was only about a minute off.
Only a skinny chap.
Drenched.
You know?
Yeah.
When they're skinny, the sweat channels are more defined.
Yeah, it can come out a lot faster.
A lot faster and penetrate a lot more deeply, you know.
Yeah. Is that Roy Hodgson outside there?
Oh, shit, it is. It's Roy, yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll go and let him in. See what
Thank
he's
you.
Been, so.
Ooh, there
hey, hey, Roy, come in.
Hey, Roy.
Thank you. Thank you. I see you've gained some weight, you lumbering little oaf.
Oh, yeah. All right, Roy, there's no need for that. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you want some as well, do you, Grandad?
All right. What have you been up to since the season ended, then, Roy?
Oh, planning, mainly. This time of year is about the development and execution of plans for my future. It's something in which I excel.
Well, right, I see. What, the planning shape of your squad, new signings, that kind of thing?
No, I'm on the brink of launching a brand new tabletop military strategy game with a medieval fantasy theme.
Well, we're honest, right? Sounds a little bit like Warhammer.
No, it's nothing like that. For one thing, the name is completely different.
Oh, yeah, what's it called?
Royhammer.
So, Royhammer, right?
Royhammer.
Roy Hammer. It's not hard. Roy Hammer. Oh. Say it.
Okay. Roy Hammer.
Yeah.
You say tabletop's military game, fantasy, medieval fantasy game, but isn't that's what Warhammer is, isn't it?
No, this is a totally different and unique and better game. The other game, the name of which I refuse to say.
Whatever.
That game is usually played on a flat 6 foot by 4 foot surface. My game, Roy Hammer, is played on a flat 7 foot by 5 foot surface. So I think you'll agree the two games bear no resemblance to each other whatsoever.
Oh, all right, Roy. So what about the armies in Roy Hammer? What are they called?
They're called the Red Devils, the Cockney Pricks, the Scousers, the Foreigners, and Miscellaneous Arseholes.
All right, okay. Are they all, are they good, or all good, or all evil?
Evil. All of them. Pure evil. There's only one good army in Roy Hammer. That's the Zaha Warriors.
Ah, named after your player, Wilfred Zaha, I assume.
It might be.
Hang on, is this whole Roy Hammer thing?
Roy Hammer!
Yeah, all right. Is it just an elaborate ruse? Ruse to try and persuade Zaha not to leave palace this summer?
A ruse? I don't know what you mean.
Come on, Roy, isn't it? You don't want Zaha to sign for another club, so you've come up with a new game named specially after him.
Oh, maybe it's named after me, not after him. The army's named after him. You've been paying attention.
But, all right, I wish you the very best of luck with it, Roy, I suppose I should say that.
I don't care about your wishes. You cannot control me. I've had enough of this. Your ruse accusation was a step in the wrong direction. I'm off.
Hold on. Ruse.
Ruse.
Ruse. Ruse, yeah.
Anyway, stop trying to placate me. I'm going.
All right, see you around, Roy.
Roy Hammer.
So?
Can't say that taking off, can you? Roy Hammer.
He's going round all the stations, isn't he?
Probably.
He's
popped in here. Is this a station now?
It's clearly the same game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.